Blog Talk Radio.
There's a praise on the inside that I can't keep to myself. A holler stirring up from the depths of my soul. So excuse me if I seem a little giddy or maybe even strange, but praise is the way.
Let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Come on into him with all faith. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and as we come this morning, oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, surrender all over to him right now. We're holding nothing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come believe him this morning. The Bible says in Psalm 150, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his hallelujah, mighty firmament. Praise him from hallelujah for his mighty acts of. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the tremble and dance. Praise him with the string of instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise because he's worthy of our praise. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come this morning, oh God, humbling ourselves under your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, we come thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in. Amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that we can decree a thing and it shall be established in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come surrendering all over to you and holding nothing. Lord, we come to be changed this morning, oh God. Oh, Lord, creating us a clean heart right now, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you that we have life and life in abundance. We thank you that we're free and we're free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare your goodness on this morning. Amen. All the days of our life, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Oh, Lord, change us and make us more like you. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing on today. Amen. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, oh, God. We ask in Jesus' name that you fill these, your temples, with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit of the living God, we ask in Jesus' name that you would quicken us to hear your voice. Amen. Oh, Lord, and lead us in prayer. Heavenly Father, hallelujah. We bow down and we worship before you. We come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. We come to you in humility and fear and in trembling. We come to you in gratitude and love and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, according to your word in 1 John 1 and 9, my Lord, my God, you said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now, and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse from all unrighteousness, spot, wrinkle, and blemish free, totally blameless, amen, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, at the intrinsic and quantum level, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. We decree and declare all is well with us. We pray on today, not just for ourselves, but those in our family, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to John 14, we're searching and forcing to protect us and everyone we pray for today and for our homes, our cars, lands, our properties, our vehicles, animals, pets, workplaces, finances, churches, businesses, and ministries, and all that you have placed us in charge over, God. Keep us from any harm or destruction, pestilence, disease, and distresses, stress, natural disasters, attacks of the enemy, directly or indirectly, evil people that we, hallelujah, not be taken advantage of, trick of any type, destruction, narrative, destructions, illusions, delusions, deception, stands in any undue hardship. Lord God, cause us to be extremely sensitive to your Holy Spirit, amen, becoming the sons and daughters of God. Cause us to realize it. Protect us on our right and on our left, oh God. Be our rearward God and go before us, that we possess the gates of the enemy and take back what was stolen from us. Help us to learn to walk upright in your righteous counsel, amen, all the days of our lives. That our desire and will be the accomplishment of your total will in our lives. Word upon word, precept upon precept, line upon line, into the full measure of the maturity of Christ, the hope of glory, amen, so that we are in honor and a praise unto you all the days of our lives, that our life, hallelujah, will not be hid, but shine forth like a bright star in the midst of a dark, wicked, and perverse generation. The word of God clearly states that we be found redeeming the time and the lives of those who will receive it. You have called us to be victorious, and we hearken to your call. Help us to have victorious dominion as your priests, kings, and humble servants, and to God be the glory, honor, and praise, in Jesus Christ's holy name, amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be on today, oh God? When it could have been, it should have been, but, oh Lord, you had a plan for us. For your word says to hallelujah, to give us an expected end and a hope in the future. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that eyes have not seen, our ears have not heard, or entered into the hearts of man, the plans that you have for us, your children. For we belong to you, amen? And we just want to say thank you.
Oh, Lord, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked out the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Let war be no war, oh, God. Oh, Lord, let the enemy, hallelujah, their plot, plans, and agendas come to nothing, oh, God. Let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy, that they turn on themselves and devour themselves. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy to cause death and destruction or confusion, hallelujah, in the life of your children, oh God, let them be cut down and pushed back right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire in spirit and in truth. Amen. According to John 4:22, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, amen, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witnessed to our spirit the truth of that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, hallelujah, is the Christ. And we believe in him. Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love that you place in our heart for you, Lord, created us a clean heart and a broken and contrite heart, a right heart, repentant in all our ways, oh God. Let nothing be done in strife of vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, knowing that with you, Heavenly Father, all things are possible, but with man the flesh that shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we don't come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you out of the intimate love relationship that we have with you, Lord God, according to what David said in Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer passes the water brooks, so our soul, hallelujah, pass with thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, amen, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desire, yea, even times of the course of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be a heart's cry this morning. Let the fire burn everly increase in each of us. Uphold us with our free spirit and let God be magnified. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way in us. Oh, Lord, let us not be heavily tempted by the world and things, the possessions of people of this world, of conversation, of God. Lord, let no murmuring, complaining, backbiting, or evil be found in us. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, oh Lord. Fill us with your spirit, oh God. Your tender mercy and loving kindness. That we sing praises to you all the days of our life. Created us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you. You are our joy and the lifter of our heads. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, oh God. That our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day. And make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet savior aroma. That you will be glorified, honored in our life. Be a praise of the everything things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Brother God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the operations through the presence, Lord, of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, we ask you to praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to renew the right spirit within us. That the mind of Christ arise within us right there over all areas of our lives. We yield all that we are to you and ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man. That we humbly we worship our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in truth. Glory and hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, you the one that gives all praise, glory and honor. There's no one greater than you, Lord God. We decree at the crown this morning, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we walk in the light and have true fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory of God is birthing us and is manifesting his presence right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, that we can come in with you and it's taking place. That is taking place right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And in his holy name, we live and have our being. Amen. My Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, have your way right now. Do all that you can do, oh God. Because we know that you can do all things but fail. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we pray for the loss of this world. Oh Lord, that you would thrust the right neighbor across their lives, that they may receive your word in a special way, that they may ask, how can I be saved? Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, heal the land, oh, God. Oh, Lord, heal those that are sick in their bodies, oh, God. Oh, Lord, and heal us, pray forth, oh, God. Release your miracle, hallelujah. Miracle anointing, oh, God. Your healing anointing, oh, God. Oh, Lord, release it right now. Let healing pray forth, oh, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, remove every delay to our healing, to our breakthrough, oh, God, to our deliverance right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree the crowd today that we heal, deliver, set free, whole and made new from the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. We bless your holy name. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. Send our way right now in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell that tries to come into our lives. And we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the gates of hell cannot prevail against us. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we pray this morning that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray that our nation will bring us wealth into the kingdom. We pray that our nation will be converted and bring us wealth to the kingdom. We pray that our nation will be healed by the leaves of the from the tree of life. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that our nation will show forth the praise of God. We pray that our nation will see the glory of God. Amen. Let those who are deaf hear the word of the book. Amen. And let the blind see out of obscurity. Amen. I pray right now that Jesus will rule over our nation in righteousness and judgment. I pray that our nation will come to Zion to be called up and learn war no more. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that our nation will seek the Lord and enter into his rest. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I pray that the plush places of our nation will become a pool and that every thirsty part springs of water. Amen. I pray that the glory of the Lord our God be revealed to our nation and that all the inhabitants will see it. Amen. Let the Lord bring righteousness and judgment to our nation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask the Lord to do a new thing in our nation by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let peace and love come into our nation like a river. Amen. Hallelujah. Let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the children of our nation be taught of the Lord. Let peace will be their portion. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual sleeper that your children are in on today. Remove every spiritual deafness and blindness, oh, God. Every spiritual cataract, oh, God. Every spiritual ignorance. Oh, Lord, let it be delivered and set free right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the crowd this morning, no more we will listen to Satan. No more we will follow the works of the devil. Amen. No more we will submit. Surrender over to the devil. And then in the name of Jesus Christ, no more will allow the devil to use us. We will no longer be an instrument for the devil, but an instrument for God. And then for we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord, because you, Lord God, are our shepherd, and we shall not walk. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare victory on today. We decree and declare that today is our set time, that we shall receive the favor of God, that it's harvest time and we're reaping the great harvest of God's goodness and God's favor. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever there's been a delay, we decree and declare that breakthrough has come. In the name of Jesus Christ, wherever there's been a delay, that your finances have been held up, that's been in the hands of the enemy, we decree and declare today that breakthrough has come. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, God is the breaker that goes before us, and he's broken through every way of the enemy. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, where you've been, hallelujah, praying for healing, we decree on today that healing has come. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that The breakthrough has gone before us. It has broke through every barrier of the enemy. So your healing has come. Your finances have come. Your job and business have come. Your ministry has increased. Your relationships, hallelujah, breakthrough has come. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. The enemy's works have come to nothing. They have been destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, they have been cut down and pushed back. Hallelujah. They're confused in their wrongdoings and evil. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. That turnaround has come on today. That all things have been turned around. And it's working for our good. Amen. Because we serve a God of turnaround. What the devil thought he did, God has turned it around for our good. Everything that the enemy set out for evil, I want you to know today, church, God is turning it around for your good. Shout right now, let God by bullshit. Devil, what you thought was going to take me out has brought me up. Devil, what you thought that was going to put me out has brought me in. Hallelujah. Let God by shit. Devil, what you thought was going to make them talk about me. I say to him, they're speaking good news in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We just thought they was going to lock me up. God said no in the name of Jesus Christ. When they gave me a poison, I only had a little time left. God said no. I command the increase on your life. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Somebody shout. I decree the crack in your shout. Breakthrough will come in your life. Healing will spring up in your body. Peace will come and be still. Joy will overtake you like a tidal wave. If you would just shout right there, your vision will clear up. Your hearing will hear. In the name of Jesus Christ, rock on my voice in here. God will increase your anointing on your life. If you would just shout right now, divine position will come. God is of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, I said, eyes have not seen, no ears have heard, or entered into the hearts of men, the plan that God has for us, his children. Don't let the devil tell you nothing. Oh, God, we thank you. We bless your name on today, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we go out on today and those of our family that are traveling on the road. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies on today. Oh, Lord, we thank you, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, every family member, loved one, and over the body of Christ. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our heads may lay, our feet may tread. Amen. We bring the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, O Lord, your words that in you shall condemn. Amen. For this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, our God, said the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. On today, oh God, we lift up the man of God. Amen. We lift up our pastor on today, oh God, as we celebrate, oh God, his 3 years pastoring, oh God. Lord, we pray, oh God, that fresh oil be upon his head. Lord, let him receive fresh strength, fresh anointing, amen. Fresh man, oh God, and he can keep on keeping on in your word. He can keep on keeping on in the calling that you're called upon his life. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for open doors for our pastor, God, that you will open the doors that no man can close and close doors that no man can open, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, anoint his head with your holy oil like you sent Samuel to anoint David. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, give him the strength of God that he can scale the walls of Lebanon. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, he can scale the walls of Jericho. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let him receive long life of good health and strength, peace, joy, and happiness. Lord, I pray for our marriage, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen, oh God, that we will build churches, oh God, for you called us your apostles. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we will prophesy in truth and in spirit. Amen. That lives will be changed. That many will ask, how can I receive Jesus? Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you bless the man of God, and we'll be bringing the word forth on today. Lord, touch his mouth, oh God. Oh, Lord, let him decrease that you may increase in him. Amen. Oh, Lord, that he will speak your word this morning. Amen. With boldness and confidence and power with the Holy Ghost. Lord, be his strength, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father. We lift up the Mackey and the man and family on today. We lift up the Green family, amen. Hallelujah, the Northern family. Lord, we lift them up on today, oh God. All that's connected to us, amen, hallelujah. On every side, oh God, we just pray that you will continue to cover and bless our family and keep them in the mighty way, oh God. We come against premature death. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that they shall live. We shall live. We speak life and blessings. We speak the favor of God upon our family, amen, and the peace of God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that we're blessed, and we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, church. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Heavenly Father. You are worthy of all praise. We thank you and we love you. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Welcome, welcome, welcome this Sunday morning. We welcome you with the love of Christ. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am so glad to be here this month of October. Amen. I was going to say November because the time goes by so fast. We thank God for this new day, amen, that God has called us. We thank God for position this morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. You could be anywhere else, but you decide to be here. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, where our senior pastor is Pastor.
Yes, Pastor Dorsey, amen, amen.
And Apostle Tawanika Manning, we welcome you with the love of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Welcome every single one here. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and rejoice and be so ever glad in this day, because our God, he is so good, and he is so worthy to be praised. All because we woke up this morning right here in the land of the living, brand new mercies and brand new graces every single day. The old things have passed away, and all things have been made new. So he is so worthy to be praised this morning. Amen. If this is your first time here in Sunday service here with us, we would like for you to press 1. Let us know who you are, where you're from. This is the time that we have come together. If there is anything that you're in need of prayer of, whether it be prayer for self, whether it be prayer for a loved one, whether it be a child or whatever it is that you need prayer for, this is the time for you to come right now. We come together in prayer. For God, for the Bible tells us when there's two or three of us that are gathered together, touching and agreeing on anything, asking anything in his name, he said that he will do. Amen. So will you come today? Everybody needs prayer. Pray about something. Amen. If you are online, if you're streaming online, amen. We would like for you to call in at 845-277-9213. Then press 1. Press 1. Amen. We are so grateful. Apostle Tawanika and I and Minister Lauren Green, we are so grateful to be right here with each and every one of you. We want to welcome every single one of you, whatever city you're from, whether you be from Illinois, whether you be from New York, whether you be from Texas, whether you be from Louisiana. We just want to say welcome, 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 each and every one of y'all. And thank y'all. Thank y'all for welcoming us into your homes. You could have been anywhere today, but you're right here, you know, with us, helping us to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in the Lord's Supper. So if it's your first time here with us on Sunday morning, we always partake in our in communion. And just thank you, God, we're able to do that every Sunday. Amen. In the remembrance of all that Jesus Christ has done. Amen. So if you would go ahead and grab all that you need, your juice, your cracker, your bread, or your wine, we're going to give you that time to do that. We're going to have a song selection, and we'll be right back with partaking in communion. So stay with us and be prepared. Amen.
Jesus, Jesus, there's just something about that name. Those of you that know it, you know what I'm talking about. I call him Master, Savior, Jesus. It's like the fragrance after the rain. His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, Jesus. Let all heaven and earth proclaim that King Give that name praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, I feel the anointing.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we're going to partake in communion. Hallelujah. I pray that you all have all that you need to partake in communion this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20, when the hour had come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray.
Man, I'm so grateful to be right here to partake in Holy Communion. Anybody have any issues going on in your life? You know, this is the time to take communion over it right now. Father, we thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can now enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord, that your word says in 1 Corinthians 11 and 27, that whoever shall eat of the bread of life and drink of the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner shall be guilty of the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. Your word says, let every man examine himself. So let each of us examine ourselves now. Heavenly Father, we ask you to forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions and iniquity and trespass. And cover us each with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us each of all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you that we're not able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you went to the cross for us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you took all of our sins to the cross with you, hallelujah. All of our transgressions, all of our iniquities, all of our trespasses. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for all of our sins and transgressions and iniquities and trespasses. Lord Jesus, we love you. We love you because you first loved us, hallelujah. We remember your suffering, how you were beaten, marred, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. We remember how your body was broken. Your body was broken so our bodies may be healed. So we say, by your stripes and by your stripes alone, hallelujah, we are healed in the mighty name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for touching us.
thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing us so we can take this piece of bread right now. We partake it in faith. Everybody, you may eat now. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, that Jesus, that you took the cup and you said to your disciples, this is the blood of the New Testament shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. For your blood is our atonement. It justifies us, sanctifies us, redeems us, cleanses us, washes away all of our sins, all of our iniquities, all of our transgressions, all of our trespasses. Your blood heals us in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Do we not take this cup in remembrance of you? You may drink, church. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we pray with love and thanksgiving. And everybody in the whole church do say amen and amen again. What can wash away our sins? Do you know? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It's right here, this place, what we just said right now, what we just confessed. This is the reason why that we can stand in victory in every single area of our life, even in those areas where it don't look like. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. At this time, we'll have a few song selections, and we'll be back for the preach words, or stay with us.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. From the inside out, Lord.
remember this. Has come over me. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Bring him to Jesus. We've now made it to the message part of Sunday service. Amen. I pray that all is in position and ready to receive the word of God on this morning. I present to you no other than our minister, Lauren Green, a man after God's own heart, a prayer warrior, a man that loves his family, willing to surrender all over to God and let the Holy Spirit have his way, a vessel that God can flow through unhindered. I present to you Minister Lauren Green, a minister of fire of God. Amen and amen. God bless you, Minister Lauren Green. Let God use you.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Amen. It is so blessing to be here on this. It is so blessed to be here on this morning. And I just want to say to Pastor Manny, happy anniversary to you. Amen. And praying that God would give you many more and pray that you are blessed by the word on today. Amen.
Amen.
I knew the anniversary was coming up, but I didn't know it was today. Amen. We want to talk to you a little while from the book of St. John, the 15th chapter and the 12th verse. The book of St. John, the 15th chapter, and the 12th verse.
Amen.
Yeah.
And it says, real simple, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you.
Amen.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Amen. And we would like to use for a subject on this morning, keep loving. Keep loving. Amen. And as a subtopic, God loves you. You keep loving, and God loves you. As a subtopic, God loves you. Amen.
Amen.
John was the writer. He was known as one of the sons of thunder, also called the Apostle of Love, because he wrote about the love of God. He was referred to the one who Jesus loved. John also wrote three other books, 1 John, 2 John, and 3 John. And the other book that he wrote was Revelation. He was the oldest living apostle when he was on the island of Patmos before he had died. Amen. John was believed to be in his 90s before the Lord had called him home to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
It was written between A.D. 85 and 90. Now, before I go into the lesson on this morning, I just want to say is that we want to pray for our world and pray for our nation that peace will come. And we know that what is happening right now, the Bible is fulfilling itself.
Amen.
If you get a chance, read that 24th chapter of Matthew. It talks about wars and rumors of wars.
Yeah.
Earthquakes in diverse places. Pestilence in the land. And Jesus said, he said, this is only the beginning of sorrows. So I don't want to scare anybody on today, but it's going to get worse before it gets better. Amen. Because the Bible has to fulfill itself, and it was saying because tribulation is going to be on this earth like never before in any dispensation of time. And what has happened is man has gotten so wicked and sinful that it is causing the wrath to be poured out. Amen. Amen. We know that right now we are in the dispensation of grace. Amen.
That's
and we
right.
thank God for his grace and his mercy.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
It is only because of God's grace and mercy that we are not consumed. And we
Amen.
Know that God loves us because he gave us Jesus. And
mm-hmm.
Jesus said that only the Father know when the end is going to be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But in between time and while we still have a chance,
mm-hmm.
a chance, let's love one another. Amen.
Yes,
life is too short to be fighting. Amen. It's too short to be holding grudges. Amen. Amen. Yes, whatever happened in the past, we got to leave it in the past. Amen. We got to love. Amen. There are people who are hurting. There are people who are dying. There are people that need a word from the Lord. And we got to love. God is calling us to love one another. Amen. Now,
yes,
one of the things I love about this is that if you look up here at verse number 7, he said, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. That word abide means to remain and stay. Remain and stay in Christ. Stay in the race. I know it gets hard sometimes. Stay in the race. The key thing is that we have to stay focused. Amen. See, the enemy will try to get you off focus of the vision that God has given you. Throwing all these distractions and things come up in your way. It's like driving your car. And you're hitting potholes and they're doing construction and you're going detouring and it's taking you longer to get to where you're trying to go. And sometimes the same thing happens to us in life, in spiritual life. We're moving forward and then the enemy tries to come and disrupt God's program. But we got to stay focused. If God has given you a promise, if God has given you a vision, continue to press toward that vision. Amen. Whatever your goals are, you might not be a minister, you might not be a preacher or a teacher, but God has given you goals, aspirations, dreams.
My Lord.
Whatever those things are, press toward the mark. Amen. In Christ. Keep Christ, keep Christ in your affairs. Keep Christ in your affairs. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if you abide in me, if you remain and stay in Christ, you can ask what you will, and it shall be done.
One
of the things I found out is that we have to release our faith. And one thing that releases the faith is when we give. Faith is an action. When you give of yourself, give, it's not just money. Money is one of the things. But give of yourself your time. Your talent. You can give somebody an encouraging word. Amen. One of the things I've learned to do is that when the enemy is trying to put me in a place of stagnant and I can't move forward, I start encouraging somebody. I start doing like David did, encouraging even myself. I say, bless the Lord all my soul. And all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
My Lord.
Amen.
My Lord.
Start encouraging. Encourage yourself. You know, release that faith. Amen. The enemy tries to stop us. But we got to release that faith.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
One of the things I want to tell you is that somebody ain't going to like this, but I got to say it. Love your enemies. Amen.
My
I don't
Lord.
Know about you, but I got some enemies. Amen. I got some mean neighbors. I got some mean people on the job. And they don't want to see you go forward. Amen. But I love on them.
My Lord.
I've learned to love on them. I've learned
Lord.
To say good morning. I've learned
Lord.
To pray for them. The Bible says love your enemies.
Yes, sir. My
Amen.
Lord.
If you ain't got no enemies, keep living. I'm going to tell you something. Keep living.
Yeah. Jesus.
He said, if thy enemy thirsts, give him drink. Amen.
Amen.
So, another one, tough love. When you
Thank
have
you
reached
Lord.
Your limit, it's okay to say no. Amen. I don't know about you. I've been there. I've had family member, amen.
Mm.
We're in Chicago. Me and my wife was going through a rough patch. This is, we're talking about 25 years ago. We were going through a rough patch and we had got separated and this person moved to my house and I couldn't figure out why he was staying with everybody in the family. And it didn't dawn on me. They was putting him out because he got in the house and wanted to take over.
Jesus.
Amen. And this person he was making more bills than what he was giving me. It wasn't covering none of the expenses of the house.
Jesus.
So I had to use tough love. I had to use tough love and put him out. And then I told my wife, come on home. Amen.
Yeah.
But that's another story. So there are times when you have to use tough love. Amen. Another thing I want you to understand is that there are two types of people, givers and takers.
Yeah.
I've been blessed to have a mother that's a giver. Amen.
Amen.
I love my mother, and I try to do all I can to love her and show her that I love her, not just tell her. What I want to tell you today is that when your mother or your father is having a birthday, give them a card and put some love in there. They'll live longer. Amen. You know what I'm talking about, don't you, today? We're talking about love. Love is action. Love is action. Love is action. There are two types, givers and takers. Now, I have been driving in my car and I've been on the side of the road, and a person came up to the window and showed me his ribs. Amen. Amen. This person, I could tell, was really hungry. Amen. And I gave him what I could, what I had on me. This is what God wants us to do. Now, I want you ladies to use wisdom. Don't go opening your purse. Amen. And somebody is, and they don't look like they are really hungry. Amen. God will give you a discernment in that thing. But sometimes just crack the window and stick $2 or $3 through the window. Amen. Use wisdom. Amen.
My Lord.
Use wisdom. Use wisdom. Amen. But we have to give and constantly show love. And when somebody is going through something, be kind to them. Be kind to someone today. Because you never know what a person is going through. And I've learned to be kind to others. I've learned to tell people, have a good day.
Yeah.
Even take it a little bit further, I say sometimes have a blessed day. Especially when I'm texting my friend.
Yeah.
I tell them, have a blessed day. Amen. Because we can only take this world one day at a time. Amen. The key thing is keep loving. Keep loving. He said in the Bible, he said, love those in our path. Love thy neighbor as thyself. I like my auntie. She used to tell me all the time. She said, treat people the way you want to be treated. Amen.
Yeah.
She's gone home to live with the Lord. But I learned a little bit of wisdom from this great woman of God. She told me, she said, being a Christian is all it is being careful. Careful what you say and careful what you do. Amen. And she said, all you got to do is be careful. The Bible says, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove. And I want to tell you today is that God loves you. God loves you.
Hey.
I want to give you one more verse. One more verse. James. The book of James. The second chapter. In the 14th verse, you know where I'm going.
All right.
My pages are stuck together. Okay, I got it. And it says in that 14th verse, what do it profit, my brethren? For a man say he have faith and have not works. Can faith save him?
No.
If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto him, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding ye give them those things which are needful to the body, what do it profit? Even so, if it have not worked, it's dead, being alone.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
amen, say, though thou hast faith and have works, show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Now, God doesn't save us because of our works, but he saves us to do good works. You got it?
Yeah.
God does not save us because of our works, but he saves us to do good works. Amen.
Amen.
But faith without works is dead. Amen.
Right.
I just want to tell you all today is that God so loved the world.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
John 3:16, that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Yes.
I want to tell
Lord.
You today is that God loves you. In Galatians 6, it says, be not weary in well-doing.
Yeah.
For you shall reap in due season if you faint not.
Yeah.
Don't faint. Don't give up.
Yeah.
One of the things I learned is that when it gets the hardest and you feel like throwing in the towel, your breakthrough is right there. One of the things I've learned is that the enemy will attack you at two of the most potent times. When you're at your highest level spiritually, he attacks you to stop that anointing from flowing. Or when you're at your lowest, he attacks you then. But one of the things I want you to be encouraged on the morning when the enemy comes in like a flood. The Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against them. I've learned to wait on God. In the book of Isaiah, the 40th chapter, in the 20th verse, he says, has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching to his understanding. He giveth power unto the faint. And to them that have no might, he increase of strength. The youth shall faint and be weary. And the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. What I want to tell you today is that God will renew your strength.
Amen.
God
Amen.
Will give you a fresh anointing. All you got to do is ask. Every now and then, check your joy level. Jesus told the disciples that he was telling them these things because he wanted their joy to be full. I want to know that despite of all the calamities, the things that we go through, your joy can be full. And even if your joy is not full, you can have peace. You can have peace in the midst of your storm. But I want to tell you today is that God loves you. Jesus came down through 42 generations. Tabernacle here for 33 long years. And they tell me that he healed the sick. He raised the dead. Gave sight unto the blind. I want to tell you all today is that Jesus did the Father's bid. Jesus did great works. Jesus told us, he said, and you shall do greater works than these. Somebody said, how can we do greater works than Jesus?
My Lord.
By giving somebody his word. Amen.
Yes,
by allowing him to use you to help win some soul to Christ. That
is
a great work.
Yes, Lord.
We got internet, cable, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram. We got all these different resources. They might not always use their technologies for God, but God has allowed technology to get to this level so that the gospel could be going to all nations.
Right. Amen. The Bible
says that when the gospel has reached every nation, has been preached to the four corners of the earth, then the end gonna come.
Then the end comes. That's right.
But I want to encourage you on a day, keep loving. Keep loving. Don't let the world turn you cold. You can go through some bitter things sometimes, but don't let the world turn you cold. Keep loving. I'm done.
Keep Amen. Amen.
Help us,
Lord. Father, we thank you for every single word that went forth right now out the mouth of your messenger, out the mouth of your prophet right now, Father. We pray that you increase him in every single area of his life. We pray that you increase him in love in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that you increase him in your anointed word in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray that every single virtue that left his body may be so mightily. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single word that went forth today, every single ear that had every single anointed person had an ear to hear, and every single anointed heart that had a heart to receive. We pray the love of God over you right now, and it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen. Oh, my goodness. I know I was blessed from this word here today. Amen. The doors of the church are open here. Doors of the church are open. There may be one person that's here today who have never prayed the prayer of salvation, and you heard this message here today and you realize that I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to receive this love that this angel of God had preached here to us today.
Jesus.
I want it today.
Hallelujah.
If that's you, will you press one? If you're here today and you have never prayed the prayer of salvation and you desire to do this today, say, I don't know about tomorrow. I don't know if we'll have a chance. You know, even after we leave this right here platform, we don't know what's down the road and around the corner. But right here in this moment, right now, will you give your life over to Christ right now? Will you press one? If you're streaming live, will you call in at 845-277-9213? Minister Learn Green and Apostle Tyonique and I will help you to pray this simple prayer of salvation. There's nothing simple about it, but it's been made easy for you. Amen. This is the most important thing that you could ever do in your life while you're living, and that's being born again. Being born again. That's the most important thing you can ever do. I don't matter what you do in this world, being born again is the most important thing. Hallelujah. Will you press one? Hallelujah. If you are here today, we're extending an opportunity for you to come to the altar, praying about those things and, you know, laying these things down. See, everybody has an issue. Everybody got something going on in their life that they need help with. And we thank God that we have a Savior. We thank God. We have an opportunity to come to the throne of grace. Bring it every single heart's desire, knowing that these things that we bring to God right now, see, we serve a right now God. That means right now these things are taken care of right now. You make the step. You make the decision to come to God. See, this is the order of relationships. See, this is the reason why we have a covenant. This is the reason why we have a Savior. This is the reason why we have the Holy Ghost. We have somewhere that we can turn when we don't know what to do about the things that we, you know, don't know how to fix. Hallelujah. That's you today. Whether it be for you or whether it be for a loved one. Even if it's for your enemy. I heard Minister Learn say that he loved his enemy and prayed for his enemies. That's right. That's right. And if you don't have any yet, just keep on living. I receive that in the name of Jesus. But if you have a prayer petition, you know, come now. Come now while you still have time. If you are looking for a church home, you're looking for somewhere to grow. This may be your first time here. It might not be your first time here. And, you know, you may have not joined, you know, the church. You may not be a part of any church, may be looking for you a place to fellowship. Well, I tell you, Apostle Tawanika and I and Mr. Larry Green, we would love to love you. We would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your shepherd. We're only going to do that through the eyes of the Holy Ghost, through the Holy Spirit, and this living word. This is what we have been called to do. We have been called here to preach the word. We have been called here to teach the word. We have been called to love our brothers and our sisters. If you feel like the gospel public ministry is the ministry for you, you know who you are. Will you press one? And we thank God there is no time and no distance in spirit. So if you be in Chicago, or even if you be in New York City, even if you may be in Beaumont or Port Arthur or San Diego, it don't matter where you are. There's no time and no distance in spirit. Right now, we're here connected right now. You can be a part of the gospel public ministry right there where you are. Will you press one? Will you press one? Everybody, is everybody all right? I tell you, my heart has been blessed.
So blessed.
Let us pray right now. Lift up your hands right now. So we need to remember to lift up our hands, our holy hands. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for answering each and every one of our prayers. For we know that you know every single one of our heart desires. But we thank you, Father God, that you have already taken care of each and every one of our needs. We thank you, Father God, that you have done it. And we thank you, Father God, that you have given us faith.
Yes.
You have given us faith to come and stand on what you have already done. Amen. You are a finished work in our lives, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And Father God, those things that we may not see right now, we thank you, Father God, that when we turn to you, when we turn to you, Father God, and we bring these gifts here to the altar, these things that we have going on in our lives, all the affliction and all the anguish or whatever it may be, we thank you that we can lay it all down at your feet. You said to cast all our cares upon you because you are the one that cares for us. And we thank you, Father God, that when we lift these holy hands, without fear, without doubt, without wrath, without strife, hallelujah, we know that you are working these things out. See, this is our postures, worshiping you, lifting our hands, worshiping you, knowing that you are good and you are so worthy to be praised. We thank you for every single person that came forth, every single person that had the desire to come, and we pray, Father God, that you keep them in every single way, every single direction, every single destination that they go, every single place that their feet may tread. We bless them right now. We pray that you bless them, bless them. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all of us and over every single thing that is concerned of us. And we say, by faith, all is well with us. All is well with our homes, hallelujah. All is well because you are well in the mighty name of Jesus. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And let the whole church do say amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on today. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offerings. This is a time where we all can participate in giving. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for the Bible tells you that God gives seed to the sower, amen, and that he is a God of increase, amen. The Bible says that one planted, one watered, but our Heavenly Father is the one that gives the increase on today. As you give with a cheerful heart,
amen,
not out of necessity, but give, amen, hallelujah, and receive it, amen, as it come back to you, good measure, pressed down, running together, man shall come and give into thy bosom.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Glory to God. Let us pray, dear Lord Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offering, cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not through dowry, your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit, it's generous heart.
Amen.
And that we give on today. And we thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Keep on loving.
Man, what a mighty word.
Keep on loving.
What a
I know there are situations
word.
Where you want to stop the love from flowing.
Yes. Yes.
But keep on loving. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And the only way we can do that is that we have Christ.
Yes.
He said, if you abide in me, I abide in you. Amen.
Right.
And we have the resurrection power to overcome all that this world throws at us.
Yes.
It is hard to keep loving when the situation is not loving, when the person is not being lovable. Amen.
Yes.
And it calls for something else besides love. But we have been commanded to love one another. Amen. We thank you, Minister Martin Green, for the word on today. After all we've read and every scripture that we went through,
right.
as we have done through the Bible, the most important is to keep loving. That is a commandment. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's something for us to do. Can we do that? Remembering who we are in Christ, to keep loving through every situation. Because yet while we're still sinners, Jesus came, amen, and he died for us.
My Lord.
Amen. We didn't have to stop sinning for him to come.
My Lord.
He came, yet while we were still sinners. The Bible tells us that some of us were all these things. Apostle Paul tells us that. At one time, we were all that. We were drunkards. We did it all.
Yeah.
But Christ came.
Yeah.
Amen. And we have been transformed.
Yeah.
We have been, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have been ye transformed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're in our minds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So God bless everyone on today. We're going to release the pastor's blessing on today. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, where our senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manny, and our minister on the roster, this Minister Lauren Green, and myself, Apostle Tawanika Manning.
Yeah.
We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be.
Yeah.
We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others.
Yeah.
We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. Amen.
Yeah.
We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we bless you and we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our announcements for today. Today is October the 22nd, 2023. We here are the Gospel Public Ministries in Houston, Texas, where our senior pastor is Pastor Dorsey Manning. Our announcements are as following. On Monday at 7 p.m., we have our intercessory prayer center standard time. Here on our church line. Wednesday nights are Bible study. You all come on back out to Bible study. Amen. So we can be in position. Amen. So that all can receive Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. If not, if you're not able to tune in live, we always have archived Bible study. You can always go on to www.blogtalkradio.com/thepreacherthepastor and be able to just click on one of those Bible studies and receive. Amen. If you're not able to make it on Wednesday night, it's always available for you after. Amen. Hallelujah. And, of course, on Sunday, we have our 10 a.m. Sunday morning service. Central Standard Time. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, we just want to celebrate our pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning. Amen. Hallelujah. 3 years pastoring. Amen. He's been in ministry longer than that, but pastoring for 3 years. Amen. He was installed in the office of a pastor on October 17th, 2020. Amen. With one hope for the heart global. Amen. We just thank God for it all. What a blessed and a wonderful time we had when Pastor Manning was affirmed, installed into office of pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for him. We just pray that Pastor Manning will just continue on. Hallelujah. In the faith. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And continue to do all that God called him to do. Bring them all over to Jesus.
Yes.
Amen. That is his job.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That is his position beyond anything else that he can do here in this life.
Yes.
Amen. So we just continue to bless him. Amen. And encourage our pastor to keep on. Because if you know anything about leadership, amen, and pastoring, there is a weight that comes with it. Amen. So we just pray God will continue to bless him and be his strength and continue to order his steps. So the Bible says that a good man's steps are ordered by God. Amen. So we bless you, Pastor Manning, in the name of Jesus. God bless you. We love you. And we thank God for you. Amen. Good to have Pastor Manning back in position here on Sunday. He's really been working. I ain't never seen a man work like he works. He's a hard-working man. He works more than he can sleep. Sometimes I'm concerned about it, but I just pray for him that God will just keep him, that he'll be able to rest and rest in God, because sleep don't come easy for a man that works as hard as often as Pastor Manning. So we thank God for him being the head of this house, that this home continues to function and run as it is supposed to. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. Again, we thank God for you. Amen. And happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating the birthday this month of October. All these October babies. We celebrate our daughter, Kenya. Amen. Hallelujah. Kenya is turning 19 on tomorrow, October 23rd.
Amen.
We pray to be able to bless her in the name of Jesus Christ today and on tomorrow as we celebrate her birthday. Amen. We just lift you up. We pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you. Amen. Make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace all the days of your life. Amen. May you operate with the wisdom and the knowledge of God, that you will truly be blessed. We pray for open doors to your life, doors of blessings, doors of favor, doors of good relationships and good opportunities, and that every door be closed that the enemy will operate through, try to operate in right now, to never be open in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, may you live a long life. May your children's children be blessed because of life that you live, a life that is upright and pleasing to the sight of God. Lord, we thank you, and we bless your name for blessing such a beautiful daughter in our life. Amen. One that is kind-hearted. Amen. Willing and always able to give herself and all that she has to those that she loves and those that she do not know, always looking to help. Even the animals on the outside of the house, they keep coming even right now looking for her. Amen. Because she shows everyone and everything so much love. So we just thank God for our daughter, who is the love and one of the brightest lights in our life. We thank God for you, Kenya. We love you. We pray God continue to bless you and keep you safe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, and we bless you. To God be the glory. And everyone else that's celebrating the birthday this October, my sister Misha, who celebrated her birthday on the 17th of October, and so many other people that I didn't know. My Aunt Bridget on the 1st, Jarwin, amen. Rest in peace, my Aunt Nina, whose birthday was also on October the 1st. God bless you all, October babies. May God continue to keep you all, keep you. Bless you a long life, good health, and strength. And may the peace and joy of God always be with you. Amen. And anyone that's celebrating a wedding anniversary this month of October, happy anniversary. We pray that God will continue to bless your union. Amen. And God will continue to show your marriage favor. May the peace of God, may you never be separated. Amen. May you live a long life together. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, Lord God, for it all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. And did I miss anything? Our birthdays and our, oh, we are preparing for the new play. Amen. Good Comedy Presents. It's still good. Come on out. Saturday, November 18th. Tickets are now on sale. You can give us a call for more information at 832-989-3649. Amen. Glory to God. This does conclude our announcements for today. God bless you. I think I probably did that in a different order, but it's done. Amen. Pastor Manning.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Amen. Right. I pray that every single one was able to get something out the word today. I know I did. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed, so blessed, so blessed. One thing that I did get was one of the main points that I got was to focus, you know, keep your focus, you know, because this is the place to where, you know, Satan and everybody, you know, that serve him, you know, they want to cause you to lose your focus and get your eyes off of doing the work of God or flowing in love, you know. So keep your focus. You know, keep on loving. Keep your focus. Anything that try to cause you to lose focus on love, you know, be reminded of what God has done, what he has given you. He has given you love to be able to give.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, may it make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do say amen, amen again, amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Apostle Tonic and I and Minister Learn Green, you know, we love you. Love you so much. We can never love you more than God loves you. Remember, you know, to keep on loving. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. God bless you. Enjoy your Sunday.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hiya. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back.